hello and welcome to the Kylo Show. Here we are.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ta-da. Well, it's been fun because we've recorded a few in the studio, but the next ones to come after this one will be us on the road.
I know.
Which is
super dynamic.
We've never recorded live in front of an audience. I did that for Imperfect Parenting at my conference. We did a podcast, which was it was fun to have people laughing. You know, it feels different. But then to be able to take everyone's questions. So I'm this is the last one in the studio, and then you'll get all live ones on the road. And
we are different in front of an audience too.
We are.
Way different.
I don't know. I don't know that we're unhinged, but we are a little more
unbridled.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's it.
There we go.
Should be a fun time.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
That's for sure. But we are going to jump into a really, I think, super powerful tool when it comes to maturing in relationships. When I was thinking about this, I was like, God, this really is a tool that adds maturity and invites another level of vulnerability and intimacy into your relationship.
Yeah, I've often said that, actually the Bible says this part, that love casts out fear, but it's mature love.
Mm-hmm.
Maturing love casts out fear. Immature love casts out people.
Mm.
You know, so when we keep our love reactionary, defensive, rooted in self-preservation, blame, act like a victim.
Mm-hmm.
When we perpetuate that kind of immaturity, we just go through people.
Yeah.
A, we're really hard to be around. And B, it's really hard to create a nurturing connection behaving like that.
Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is feedback.
Mm-hmm. The scary word.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I was thinking about, we did a truthing session as a team for the first time a little while ago, and I called myself the sea lion because I was just sobbing. You know, I'm a one on the Enneagram. I'm already very critical of myself, and so you add to it. I have high value for this. I've grown so much in self-awareness, but I don't know that it's ever easy for anyone, but with my bend, it's a little harder. It's a little harder to swallow because I'm already such a punk to myself. But I remember going through that truthing session with our team, and it feels like the person receiving the feedback is the one that is has the hard job. But the other part of this is the person being so honest.
That's the hard job.
Giving that honest level of feedback. And as you give it, hoping that they're still going to hold your hand as you walk through, like, here's some really hard truth.
Yeah.
So that was the truthing session that we did. And I sobbed my face through the whole thing. And I had a really hard time hearing all the great things that people had to say about me. That's where I struggled the most. Yeah. I was like, just give me all the bad. Okay, yeah. I can just
That's not what you really feel.
This is why we're
That's
here
not what
this.
You really think. Hit me with what you really think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that because we did it, I don't know, a year and a bit ago. I feel like it's been maybe a year and a half. I can't remember exactly when.
It's
but
been a while.
It's been a minute, and I'm pretty self-aware, so I don't want to be braggy, but I've gotten received the feedback that since that time, the places that I got feedback from, I was able to go and make adjustments in, and so people are experiencing me different in our environment, which our staff, the people that we run with, they're all friends. They're not like...
They're awesome.
Yeah. It feels like, you know, sisters and brothers, you know. Christian very much acts like a brother. And so does Sarah and Anna. And so it's fun because I feel like because we weren't afraid to invite feedback into our environment.
Well, you were very afraid. That's
okay,
why you were crying.
Sure.
Yeah.
We weren't we could have not done it, is my point. Because I was afraid, but I was still doing it. The point is, like, we still said yes to this.
Yeah.
And when we all said yes to this, we've all grown. We've all grown, and we've all gotten deeper in our relationships.
Yeah.
we're actually going to do it again, which I'm excited about, because I saw such an impact to our, what we brought to our performance at work, what we brought to our relationships with one another, just personally, the self-awareness and growth and kind of catching, oh, I'm doing that thing. I'm doing that thing. I don't want to do that thing, because that's what I've heard is when I do that thing, everyone experiences me this way. I've got to reel it back in. So I have, as much as feedback isn't fun, I have grown a deep love for what it can produce.
Yeah. And, you know, the skill of giving and receiving feedback is like something that someone really should walk with you in. Mm. You know, if you go teach yourself to play golf, you'll probably be able to golf. You know, but if you have somebody that's really good at golf teach you how to do this, you just avoid so much pain and so many bad habits.
Sure.
And I think, you know, this would be one of the things that I do in my consulting work, is I work with high level leaders that are trying to work together as a team. And when we start doing the truthing exercise, it's transformative. The clarity and the connection that they walk out of that room with is profound. Every single one of them is trying to figure out what just happened. My gosh, we've been together for 30 years and I guess we've never told each other the truth before. And it's because they had a facilitator. They had somebody there that could actually give them feedback while they were learning to give feedback, to help them hear what's being said while they're learning to receive feedback. Just setting up the parameters on how to talk. Like I say to them, tell me about you.
That's always a fun one.
And listen. And then you tell me about you, and I'll listen. And it's so hard because they say, "Well, I feel like you always want it." And here we go. You're telling them about them, and that's the fast track to starting a fight. I'm going to tell you about you, and then you're going to feel judged, and you're going to disagree with what I said. So I'll try harder to convince you. I'll try harder to convince you that you are actually this way, and everybody experiences you this way. And we talk about you all the time when you're not looking. And this is really important that you learn to agree with my judgments of you. I'm like, man, it's super hurtful, and it's an argument. So we think, oh, feedback is I don't argue with your judgments of me. No.
Yeah.
No. Feedback is I was courageous enough to let you see me, and you were respectful enough to look.
That takes that's like an eyeball touching contest right there. That's all I can think about is like someone's trying to touch your eyeball right now.
Yeah.
Because that
so scary.
The space of being brave enough to tell you the truth, but the hard part is the maturity to be respectful enough in the I'm listening.
And when I do actually listen, there's a high probability that I learn something, and that I know how to adjust well. So your adjustment to the feedback you got made you a better leader in our environment. You know, because you heard what people were saying. You're like, okay, now I know what to adjust, and I'll work on how to adjust it. But at least I know what to adjust. And in doing so, you jump 10 levels in your leadership capacity and effectiveness. And that's what happens. All of a sudden, I'm finally willing to hear what I thought was going to destroy me. And it didn't actually destroy me. It built me up.
Recently, I discovered the Johari window. We were
Johari.
It's funny. I was learning about it, and so I was listening to all these different podcasts, and I was laughing at all the different people that say Johari, Johari. There's like another way that somebody said it, but I was laughing. I'm like, Joe Harris, the two guys' name, but that the one of the biggest takeaways I grabbed from it was, I think it's the open window, which is you know and I know, is a space where we feel safe and can trust each other, because we're kind of like we've got things on the table.
The truth is out
there. Yeah, we all can see it. The really scary experience that people often can walk around with is I know and you don't know. And so you feel like a bull in a china shop just making messes everywhere you go. But this especially when someone is not interested in feedback. Mm-hmm. Like they give the I think they call, one of them called that person the, oh, it was a bull in a china shop, and then it was another, there was an interviewer, but that was a different person. But this space of I know and you don't know, but there's no space for you to know because you don't create a safe environment for us to give feedback. Mm-hmm. And so I feel powerless around you. I feel scared around you. The experience of our relationship is really limited because nobody gets to let you in on, ouch, yikes, whoa. Well,
and this is how you get the environment around you working against you, is the people around you know something about you that you don't know, and you're not open to feedback. So people just start shutting down favor around you. Mm-hmm. Eventually, people start working against you and your promotion because nobody wants you to get more powerful because they don't want that thing that you don't know about. They don't want it to become more destructive.
And I'm thinking, oh, man, please tell me.
Yes.
Please tell me that thing I don't know.
Yes.
Because I don't want to walk around my life with a bunch of misfavor because I didn't know. You know, I always laugh. I had this amazing doctor. I loved him. I loved this doctor. He was a doctor for two of the three kids I had. So cool. So fun. I just loved him. He had the worst breath in the world. And I'm like, how does he not know that when he comes in the room, the entire room's odor changes? And I mean, you know, this is that crazy thing of like your mouth and your nose should be the ones communicating, but yet we don't know. And I remember just thinking, should I tell him? Should I tell him? I'm just in this quarrel in my heart. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm like, oh, you're such a great guy and I love you, do an excellent job. But then there's this thing that I'm like, you know, oh, I've got to prepare for it. And I'm like, ah. So telling him, you know, it's just information. What will you do?
I have all these patients that leave me these pamphlets about halitosis. I'm not sure really what it is.
But I mean, that's a silly example, but it's this space of, you know, the next layer of a favor or invitation is that I know you now know because I was brave enough to tell you. Mm-hmm. And I guess as far as feedback goes, I want to be brave enough to be respectful when I get feedback I don't agree with or don't know what to do with because I'm afraid of it or it's confirming of something that I don't like that I know that I do. And I also want to be courageous enough to not shy away from speaking truth.
Mm-hmm. You know, probably the kiss of death for the feedback experience is self-justification. Mm. You know, when somebody gives you some courageous feedback, they dug deep, they finally worked up the, you know, enough courage to step into the light, let you see them, here's how I'm experiencing you, and you come up with some really great excuse as to why. Mm-hmm. Why I have a really great reason why I hurt you. And it's because of you. You deserved it. It's because you did this. That's why I hurt you. I was hurtful because of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's I was disrespectful for a very good reason. It was because of you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now I'm going to blame you for being hurtful, being disrespectful, being irresponsible, being immoral, whatever it is, there's a really good reason why I was on that porn site. It's because of you. Mm. Yeah. This is the poison of self-justification. That's you teach the people around you, I am impervious to correction. I am impervious to feedback. You are powerless around me.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just stop, or you bring a bazooka.
Guilty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You either just don't even try, or you're like, you know what? It's 8 feet of concrete. I got to get through. Here we go. I'm going to blow us both up right now. We may not recover from this, but I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth isn't how I'm experiencing. The truth is what I think is wrong with you.
Yeah. Yep, I've done that.
You know, hey, narcissist, there's a phenomenon of psychopath and sociopath. You know, here we go. I turned into a psychologist while you weren't looking.
Yeah.
But no, it's so damaging when I offer self-justification to your feedback instead of just listening and sort through how you feel and what you need to feel going forward. Being willing to do that will set us on a completely different course than training the people around you. You might as well swim the Atlantic Ocean as to hope for my adjustment.
Yeah, you know, I was having a conversation with someone, and you know, we're talking about a relationship that I feel scared of because I don't know how to give feedback that feels received, and so my job for myself becomes I will protect myself and all that I care from you. And, you know, which we all know I am a force to be reckoned with sometimes. And so it can be a little rough when I have an agenda. And so I was talking with this friend of mine, and I'm like, you know, the only way that this will change is if I'm willing to be so honest and see if we can nurture this relationship. I said, because if we can't find where I feel powerful and I feel safe, then I'll have a hard boundary and I will go away from this. And so we were just talking about, you know, the requirement for me to be uncomfortable and being honest and vulnerable with someone that already feels really scary.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, yep, that probably would be good. And then I'm like, yeah. Next year, right? Like we're starting this in January. So, but it's just interesting when that space of, okay, if I want to cultivate covenant relationships, if I want to really lean in and elevate relationships that are in a hot level core, if you will, in some areas, the courage that is required to give feedback, and then I'm sure that there's feedback that they have for me. And right now, the reality is I don't know that I would receive your feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, because of the bazooka that I have carried in past, you know. So it's that place of, okay, I don't want the bazooka. I got to figure out how do I get ready to receive feedback that you might have for me that I have a hard time even thinking that you would have feedback for me, but maybe you do, you know, maybe you might, but I don't know. So it's just interesting because I was thinking about this in more business standpoint, but you know, it is such I would say in our line of work, most people that we work with they're believers. Most people that we work with are more intimate, you know? And so it is, it's not like, you know, sticker monkey or whatever, that I don't care who those people are. These are hot lava core relationships that, you know, to really enter in covenant, it requires this kind of tug of war experience of give and take and staying in it. And so it was just an interesting piece of talking with my friend through this.
And it's really a way to filter your relationships is who can handle this standard of relationship with you. Because some people are just happy to just make it very transactional. Here's the money, here's the job, thank you, goodbye. And that's a relationship. I got something from you, and you got something from me, and adios.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're when you're constructing a quality community around you, it requires that both people are willing to participate in the truth.
Yeah.
Because the exchange of truth is how we build trust. Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to have a community of people that I trust, it's only going to happen because we're able to exchange truth. And I weigh the value of my investment on what I would expect. So like, I tell the truth. I let people know. I just let them know. And then if they shrink away or get defensive or whatever, I'm like, okay, well, there we go. Mm-hmm. There we go. You probably won't come back to this relationship, but yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy that you don't come back because the only people in my life are people that will participate in this level of exchange.
Yeah.
And then I'm surrounded by rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. And that's how I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. It's a good reminder, good gauge, you know, what feedback, it just feels like it flows into so many different places in relationships. And it can be messy, but it is so rewarding. I do have great value for it. Well, great episode. I'm excited about the other ones to come because it's on the road. But thanks so much for joining us on The Kyla Show, and we'll see you next time.